Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. This is Santan Ford's Activate the Valley, presented by Gila River Resorts and Casinos, Arizona State's official sports headquarters, and Santan Ford. We are Santan Ford.
Sun Devils headed to L.A. to face UCLA at the Rose Bowl. And here to talk about it with us, the head coach of the Sun Devils for his weekly visit, Kenny Dillingham, checks in on Bickley and Murata mornings. Kenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well. Last week when we spoke, we were speaking about, you know, the euphoria, the feeling of getting that first conference win, what it meant, and then it's immediately followed up by a loss where it was just one of those days where literally nothing went right for your program. You know, that 2 week stretch heading into the UCLA game, you know, how is your mindset? How is the collective mindset of this team and coaching staff after that stretch?
Yeah, it's got to respond. I mean, that's the only thing to do is respond. And I think that's been the message is, you know, is that a reflection of our football team? Yes, because that's what we put on tape. But is that who we are? No. And that one game doesn't define the season, doesn't define the growth that our football team has made. And we got to go back to work. And that was a really good football team we played that was hungry. A lot of things didn't go our way. They played really well. And no, that's the name of the game, and we got to respond from it.
Do you walk out of that game, because that program, like you said, is really, really good, and they've rubbed some people's noses in it at times in the past. Is that the kind of game that sticks in the back of your head for down the road, or is that the kind of game that you just go, you know what, that was just a bad matchup given where we're at right now?
No, that's a game that I look at and I say, man, that game's not won in a week of prep. That game's won over years and years of building and establishing a culture of physicality and toughness and a brand that we're going to run inside and outside zone at you, and you're going to have to stop it and block us and tackle us. That is not this is just another game on the schedule. That is a culture you have to beat. And it's a lot easier to beat, you know, non-established cultures than it is to beat established cultures.
So
and that's why, you know, the best teams, some of the best teams in our league have the most established cultures. And it's because it takes time to build it. It takes time to get it right. And I think they've been building that there for 19 years. So we got a few years to establish the culture to be able to, you know, go take on teams like that.
Kenny Dillingham, the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. First possession, Trenton Bourget goes down with ankle foot injury. It looked bad. He tried to come back last week, couldn't do it. I've seen the reports that he's slated to start. I would just ask the question flat out. How tough is Trenton Bourget?
Yeah, he's a super tough kid. He battled. You know, he tried to come back in last week, and it just wasn't happening last week. But, he's done a really good job in rehab to be able to get back for this week.
Kenny, I want to ask you something outside of your program for a minute, if you don't mind, because this Michigan story is everywhere. I'm not going to ask you to comment on that, but how pervasive is sign stealing? How much of a worry on a weekly basis is it for a coach at a D1 program in college football?
Yeah, obviously in the spread era of offense, you have to communicate via hand signals if you choose to do that. And the negative of that is people can try to get your hand signals throughout the game and try to call plays based off of it. And that's very real. That happens all across college football. And it's just very, very real. So you have to be very aware. You have to watch TV copies to make sure that your hand signals aren't on the TV copies, because they're usually not on the coach's copies. So you got to do all the little things necessary in order to make sure that that's protected. And you've got to have a system in place that you can change who the live guy is if you feel like somebody has you. And if you don't do all those things necessary, then you're susceptible.
Look, we saw in Major League Baseball a sign-stealing scandal, if you will, lead to sweeping technological changes in the game. Do you think something like this could lead to sweeping changes in college football technologically?
I could. I mean, there's technology out there like the NFL that obviously puts, you know, the coach in the head of the quarterback or a defensive player. But it would be interesting in college football how that would play out, because so many teams like to go fast and tempo that technology would only allow the quarterback to hear it, and then he would then have to signal it out, or you would have to huddle. So, you know, I don't know if there's a perfect answer to that. I think that's just part of the game in terms of, you know, just it's just part of the game. You have to find a way to prevent a team. If your advantage is going fast, you have to prevent a team from understanding what you're going to do if you go fast. And I think that's one of the nuances of the game that get overlooked, but it's absolutely real.
I think we're in a bit of denial over what's happening with the Pac-12, how this is really kind of the end of it all. And so this weekend would be ASU's last trip to California, conceivably, possibly, theoretically. How do you make it a successful one this weekend?
Yeah, I think our guys just got to go out there and compete. We've got to take care of the football. We've got to create takeaways. I mean, we had one real game where we created takeaways this year, and we played really well on defense for the most part. We got to create some takeaways. We got to get some short fields. We've got to play well on special teams, and offensively, we've got to sustain drives. And I think offensively, if we can sustain drives, keep the football away from them a little bit, hit some explosives, defensively create some takeaways, stop the run, and on special teams, change the field on 2 to 3 plays, I think we'll put ourselves in position to win the game.
Kenny Dillingham, our guest here, head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. DeCarlos Brooks, when he's been on the field for you this year, has been really productive in tandem with Cam Scataboo at running back, and I know DeCarlos is injured again. Do you lean more heavily on Cam, or how comfortable do you feel supplementing him with Kyson Brown, Tevin White in that running game going forward?
Yeah, all three of those guys are going to play for us, and it's unfortunate for DeCarlos. He's been such a good player, but obviously he hurt his lung early in the year, which is just a fluke injury. And when you do that, you can't run, you can't stay in shape. So then when he comes back, he tweaks his hamstring. So it's kind of like, man, the one fluke injury caused another lingering one. It's just unfortunate for him because he's had such a good year. But I have a lot of faith in those three backs. I mean, two of them being young bucks, one of them being a true freshman, and then Scat, he's kind of our Swiss Army knife. He kind of does it all. He punts, he kicks, he throws, he runs. I don't know what else you can do unless we want to bust out the drop kick for him, but that's about all you can do in the game.
Hey, we haven't seen that yet. Maybe can he do it? I think right. He could. I think yeah. He could, Coach. Kenny, as always, thanks for the time. Best of luck in Pasadena, and we will talk to you next Friday.